You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, not too bad, thanks. Trying to think of a joke for you.
Oh, thank you, I appreciate it. I think we all need a laugh on a Monday sometimes, so we'll see what the listeners have got for us this morning. While we talk books, what are we chatting about this morning, Suri?
Today I'll be reviewing, honestly, the most perfect little novella by Claire Keegan called Foster.
Ooh, awesome.
And if anyone out there's watched a film called The Quiet Girl, I actually didn't know until this morning that, yeah, there's a film based on it too. So Claire Keegan, she's been shortlisted for the Booker last year for her great novel, Small Things Like These. And she's won a myriad of prizes in Ireland. And Foster follows a young girl who's been sent to live with relatives in the countryside in Ireland. She comes from this huge family, and they're very working class. And you can tell that this, even though usually being sent away to live with your family in the countryside is kind of like a horror novel, you know, it actually is not. It's a really beautiful and touching wee story about this girl who escapes the really harsh realities of her own family life and moves in with this couple who are sort of suffering through their own loss. I don't want to say what it is,
okay,
to spoil the novel, but they're suffering through their own loss, and as a result, they have, like, a lot of love to give to this gorgeous child. And it's all told in, like, first-person present tense, which I think for, like, a fuller novel can be quite jarring.
Mm.
But for sort of, like, a short story novella, it's really nice. It allows you to, like, fully inhabit all of her, like, keen little observations. And, of course, as a child, she's noticing things like, you know, these strange trees that look broken, with the weeping willows and, like, the blueness of the sky and the freshness of the air. It's really, really, it's really good. And there's, like, also some little comedic moments in there. Like, she describes the lady's hair as being stuck to her head like a helmet, which I really liked. But, yeah, she falls in with this family, and you don't really know whether it's, like, permanent or whether she's just there for the summer. And during this time, she's, like, cared for and nourished. She has her hair brushed for the first time by this, like, surrogate mother. She goes out to the town and wears, she gets, like, a whole new wardrobe of clothes. And I really love, like, the way that Claire Keegan describes, like, the, you know, the feeling of wearing fresh clothes. Like, everything is just so, like, purposefully told in this story. But, of course, brewing under that, like, beauty is, like, this untold darkness that she's escaping from, possibly abuse. There's, like, allusions to her, like, wetting her bed, and, you know, she sort of asks the mother if, like, going on a walk with her is a secret, as if there's something sort of shameful and secretive about being with your parents alone. So there's lots of these, like, little tensions that, you know, they're never overtly said in the book itself, but you can, yeah, you can really tell that there's something else going on there. Yeah, it's a really touching and beautiful little book. I think perfect if you're like me and in the throes of exams and just looking for something, like, lovely to get you out of that headspace. Yeah, I strongly, strongly recommend. And she's, like, I think a really classic Irish writer in a lot of in a lot of ways. Like, her writing is really poetic. It follows, like, a little bit of a rhythm, even in the, like, way that people speak to her. There's a lot of mom, and yeah, like, it's just a really beautiful little book. But prepare yourself for when, like, the truth of why she's there comes out. It was like pretty heartbreaking.
I was going to say, it wouldn't be a Claire Keegan book without really, really wrenching your heart at some point, because she's pretty good at that in the most deft way. That sounds like a beautiful novella. Remind us of what it's called and who it's by.
Foster by Claire Keegan, and she's actually got a new little novel coming out in November called So Late in the Day.
Cool.
So keep an eye out for that too.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Suri. Is it on the shelves now?
Yeah, you can get it now at Time Out and all other good bookstores.
Amazing. Well, good luck with exam season. We will see you very soon. Take care.
Take care. Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.